ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
It was the day before Thanksgiving, and all through the station, everyone was hungry and counting on their vacation. It starts tomorrow for all of us, but guess what? Today we're here, so if we're here, then you're here. Why can't we all be here? And be here from 1 to 4 as we talk about everything sports and otherwise. Barry, Joel, and Nick are in the building. Barry is extremely hungry.
Yes.
You scared me.
Why? Because when you said station, I thought you were going to rhyme another word that ends with Asian.
Wasn't that yesterday's thing with you? With
like
your
Bation, and then before that,
you master of your own universe?
You scared me. Yeah. I don't even know. Can we say that word on the air?
I think you can.
I think you can, but I think based on what you guys talked about yesterday.
It's the medical term for it.
Yeah.
Based on your socks and waffles yesterday, I think pretty much everything can get off the rails and be on the air in a moment's notice, actually.
Because you can always say punching the clown. That's the old standby that everyone says.
Which you know what?
Comes from something. I don't know.
And there was another one, too. A guy in my office said that. I had no idea. Donkey punch.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, some guy's fantasy football team was that name, and donkey I didn't know punch? What it was. And I didn't know what it was, and then I had to find out the hard way on that one.
That's
too.
Like
not literally the hard way, but
yeah, that's like an Alabama hot pocket and stuff like that. You don't want to look those up. Those are disgusting.
Lot worse than gay chicken, Nick.
Absolutely.
So with Thanksgiving on the horizon, Are you guys all in town?
Oh,
I am.
I am. Not going anywhere. In fact, we're doing it at my house. My wife's.
How many people?
Family is coming. It's I know she's got three brothers, sister, mom, nieces and nephews. Maybe 10.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, and then my mom and my stepdad are going to go do something else somewhere, and then my dad and everybody else does something.
You want to ask Nick what he decided he was going to do?
Nick, what are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, I just might stay in the, I live in the Sugar Land area, so I'd probably just...
So you don't want to drive to the Woodlands?
No, that's a far drive.
I got to tell you, before you say no, you guys need to, well, you already have plans, but you need to understand, Nick, that, so Shock and I, people listening, Mike Liebeschock and I co-host Houston Game Day on Sundays.
Right.
So Shock and I.
The award winning.
Is it?
I don't know.
Least listened to
always,
show
no,
on the
it always
station.
Sounds better.
But we exchanged food as if it were gifts, because one Sunday we were talking about food and he told me about blackaroni and cheese, which I had never heard of.
Right.
Again, I am Mr. Naivety with all of this because I have never heard of that either.
Essentially, it's macaroni and cheese made by black people. And it's his wife is African American, and she makes blackaroni and cheese. And he said, Barry, it's the best macaroni and cheese you'll ever eat. It's just literally nothing but cheese. It's just cheese upon cheese,
and it's real cheese.
Yeah. It's not. It's amazing. And I was like, I need this in my life because I love macaroni and cheese.
Right when you told me, I was like, it's got to be a really good macaroni.
Yeah,
cheese.
And I'm like, this has to be the best, and I've never had it. And so we were just talking, and I told my wife, I was like, yo, do you have any black friends? Because I really want blackaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving, and you can't make it. I think you're disqualified because you're Mexican. And she was like, Shock and I were talking. I was like, yo, I really want you to make that for me. And so he's like, all right, I have my wife do it. So we swapped. I had my Mexican wife make sopapilla cheesecake.
Also sounds pretty good, by the way.
It's very good. And his African-American wife made blackaroni and cheese, and we swapped today. So you definitely want to come.
Just no, you don't, Nick.
I'm telling you.
Just tell him that he needs to bring some leftovers. That's what he needs to do. He needs to look out for you. Cut off a little of this, spoon out a little of that, and bring it to you on Monday.
Here's the secret.
As good as it sounds, all I could hear is the Woodlands, man.
That's what I'm saying. So your boy here should just say, no, you know what, Nick? I'm going to put some in the fridge for you. I'll bring it on Monday.
There's actually some in the fridge now. That's where it's at.
But you've got people to serve that to, don't you?
Yeah, but I could dole a little out for both of you to take home and sample.
I'm all about that.
We'll get one of those little red cups or something and put some in there for you guys to take home and try.
Not the two girls, one cup you guys were talking about.
No, not that. You watched it finally?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no?
Right. So with that in mind, though, because that's actually sets us up beautifully, top three foods you look forward to on Thanksgiving, and then top three foods you could do without.
We got to go three? That's a lot.
It's not really when you think about it, because I was thinking about it. I was just going to go one each way.
Yeah.
And we started talking about this the other day, and then Travis got us all off on oxtails after oxtails because the interns can't spell.
Right.
But when we were talking about it, a lot of it geographically changes. Because, like, look, just like you were saying with macaroni and cheese, the big thing in the Midwest is you make macaroni and cheese, but you don't make it, like, with the Kraft powder. You make it with real cheese, and sometimes more than one kind of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when it comes out hot, it's got the gooey strands of cheese and stuff like that. I'm with you. I could sit and eat the whole bowl.
So it's Midwestern white people, so it's probably crackaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that would work. So we got blackaroni and cheese, crackaroni.
I'm a professional,
cheese.
Nick.
Yeah, but I was going to say, so what time do you go on with the family tomorrow night?
Yeah, right.
When you get the people over at the house. But the thing, like certain things I can't stand, like cranberries, I don't care how you make them. Cranberries and beets, just I could do without all of it. Just no thank
you. Wait. So I get the cranberries.
I'm not a big cranberry.
Sauce, right?
Like it's the beets, you either get it out of a can.
Well, who's eating beets?
Oh, my God. In the Midwest again, I guess it's
That's
big.
A Midwest
my
thing?
Grandma, I'm with them on the cranberries, too.
My grandma loved the beets. Whoa. I mean, beets by Dr. Dre, sure. But, I mean, out of a can, no, I'm passing. It's terrible.
Really? Yeah. I never heard of people, like, having beets as part
and
of the
And here's where I won't
like,
fit in with you guys.
Cranberry sauce, yes. And I don't mind it at all. I'll get a little chunk in there because sometimes you mix it by accident.
Right.
It gets mixed in with the stuffing.
Right.
And it's really not that bad when you get a couple of bites with the cranberry mixed with the stuffing. So I'm all right with that.
So here's the one where, again, I probably won't fit
in
with you guys.
Yeah.
But the two things I could do without from a dessert perspective, both pecan and pumpkin pie, I am not a fan of at all.
Okay.
The whole pumpkin thing, the whole taste of it, no.
So your three things are, well, you've named four now.
Yeah, I named four.
It's
so
all right.
Take any of the three.
Okay.
But I would go the beets, the cranberry sauce, and the pumpkin or pecan
just
pie.
Just a pie?
I could do apple or cherry easy.
Oh, really?
But I just...
I'm not a huge pie eater, like pie fan. That doesn't sound right, but whatever.
I'll eat pie. I mean, the pumpkin pie can kind of. I'm not a big fan of that. But pecan, I can have some pecan.
Really?
Pie. Yeah.
Like I don't like pecans at all, so I definitely don't like pecan.
I can have pecan and here's actually one that Barry could have fun because he's a professional. I don't like nuts, except for peanuts and cashews.
Joe.
I don't like nuts, and I don't like nuts on any of my food.
I'm gonna be
so
willing
like Lisa.
To bet.
Lisa will make. Chocolate brownies, and the half the tin will have nuts on it for her, and I just don't do.
I'm going to be willing to bet there's been at least once or twice.
No,
you've had nuts in your mouth.
No,
at least.
Not only do you work with Shock, but let's be honest that you are a fan of the Shocker. And with all that being said, there's never been any nuts anywhere near.
Don't lie.
Look, Barry, anything that starts with a P and ends with nuts can't be all good.
Oh, look, somebody's already mad because I'm on the show. There's like one guy that texts periodically that hates me. And he just said, well, the show's already screwed now. It was great for 2 hours. Now we'll have to hear from the unfunny loudmouth. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you too, sir.
There you go.
And it was it a text message in a 409 area code?
Yeah.
That's just shocking to me.
Yeah, it was a 409 number. I should get
Carl chimed in, fried turkey oyster dressing.
What?
Canned cranberry sauce. Now, there's no commas in there.
Yeah, the canned cranberry sauce is fine.
Canned cranberry sauce I get. There's no commas, so I don't know if that's fried turkey, comma, oyster dressing, comma, or if that's fried turkey oyster dressing. And have you guys ever done the fried turkey?
Yeah, I've had fried turkey. I've
not
fried turkey.
Yeah, that's actually what I would look. That would be one of my threes.
One of my family members fried a turkey once on my wife's side.
I'm not all about fried turkey.
Oh, you've never had good fried
turkey. And by the way, isn't that one of the top three leading candidates for a house fire?
Yeah.
Deep frying your own turkey?
If you don't know how to do it right, it.
And that and smoking while you're drunk.
Which happens even in softball
games
here.
Are you guilty of smoking?
I never told you the story about the time I caught myself on fire.
Oh, boy. That and more is coming up on a jam-packed show the day before Thanksgiving. But we want to hear from you. So let us know your top favorites that you look forward to eat on Thanksgiving and foods you can do without. We've already got you started there. We got plenty to get to because we have a short week, which means we have plenty of football, starting with a full plethora of games in the NFL tomorrow, and then tons of great matchups in college football this weekend. We can get to all that. Keenan McCardell will join us in the final hour of the show. So if you got questions for K-Mac, get them ready because he'll be in to talk football on his normal Wednesday spot. And he's here in town, and he's already called, which means we don't have to chase him down. He'll be sitting in studio. So all that and more, be a part of the show. 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. If you want to text us or call us. And then, of course, you can tweet us at Barry is funny, at No Hit Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. 1 to 4 every day, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel and Barry and Quick Nick until 4. Keenan McCardell coming into the final hour. We're trying to line up some special guests if possible. The Rockets playing the Toronto Raptors tonight in another biggie. 9-5. Not a bad start for your Houston Rockets. And as I mentioned yesterday, the main thing to me is, having lived through this, the Rockets always give away a couple during the course of the season to teams they should beat. They're not doing that this year, and they're doing it emphatically in the other direction. They're blowing out the Sixers. They're taking control of teams and games they're supposed to win. And in a week, last week, when we said that they were playing some teams that were going to be vital to their success in the Western Conference, mainly Utah, Oklahoma City, and Portland. You win two out of three, should have won all three, gave away the Oklahoma City game. They're playing really good basketball. It is entertaining to watch. I don't care right now about the defensive effort, but it does have to get better. But I just, overall, I like the way they're playing. And the fact of the matter is, the Lakers have come back to the pack. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City, to your joy, has come back to the pack. Oklahoma City loses to the Lakers last night. Both teams now just 8-7. So it is kind of a cluster on the back end in the West, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people are who we thought they were, and so we'll see how it plays out. But look, if you're a Rockets fan, for all the things that there were question marks about going into the season, you got to be pretty pleased with where they're with the way they're playing.
Absolutely, they are fourth in scoring.
Here's my numbers.
Or fifth in scoring, fourth in assists per game, and then that. I mean, I think everyone kind of expected them to be pretty high in those categories, but they're 17th in points allowed. But the surprising statistic for me is they're 11th in rebounds per game, and that bodes
that
well.
Is surprising.
That's surprising. But the fact is, they're scoring more than they're giving up. They're averaging 108. They're giving up 104. That translates to a winning record.
Yeah, that's big.
You can't be upset with that. I mean, right now, but it'd be different if it was 108, 107, or something like that. So
let me throw this at you.
Okay.
All right. Let me throw this at you, and you tell me what you think. If I said the only reason that those numbers are up in rebounding and assists is because they're all James Harden.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I look at the rest of the roster and I go, who's really grabbing rebounds and who's really dishing out a lot of assists? I mean, James is basically averaging a triple-double. His numbers are through the roof. And because those two statistical categories are better than they were, substantially better than they were a year ago, it has a lot to do with those two stats.
Yeah, the assists, yeah, but the rebounds, too?
He's still close to almost 10 rebounds a game. I mean, look, he had that string where he had back-to-back triple-doubles, and he's consistently putting up six, seven rebounds a game, which can make a huge difference. That's your point guard.
Well, yeah. I'm okay with the assist number, like, if he's the reason, because he really wasn't doing that consistently last year, so I'm okay with the assist number. But the rebounds, I mean, if he's the one getting all the rebounds, I mean,
yeah,
that's not good.
Well, I saw somebody talk about that, and the fact that the way that the offense is designed, the fact that they shoot a lot perimeter shots, the guards are going to rebound more than, you know, if you're playing a low post game. Obviously, your big men are going to get more rebounds.
Right.
They're going to get more offensive rebounds at least. Yeah. So the fact that they're a three point centric team, perimeter shooting, you get a lot of long rebounds, and those sometimes the guards are going to win. So I don't have a problem with it. I mean, to me, the two big numbers are how much you give up in points wise and how much you're scoring points wise. And right now they're on the right side of that equation. I can't
big
complain.
Test tonight. big test tonight because a team that likes to play like they like to play. Helter Skelter, Toronto doesn't run a lot of plays. You guys already know my feeling on this. In the final 5 minutes of a game, and the reason why the Toronto Raptors can't beat the Cavs in a playoff series is when you got to execute in the final 5 minutes, all they run is ISO plays for DeRozan and Lowry, and they don't know how to run a play when you got to get a really good look at the basket, and that hurts them. But overall, in a regular season game, and by the way, the Clippers whacked the Raptors the other night. The Clippers are playing on another planet right now.
Yeah.
I told you. And so with that being said,
you also said Dallas was going to be good. So
I thought Dallas was going to be a playoff team. I did say that, right?
Dallas is like the worst team in the NBA right now.
You also said the Knicks would be. So basically,
I'm saying it all evens out.
But at the same time, my Clippers prediction looks good. My Harden for MVP looks good.
We need to go back and read the listen to the show.
And my OKC and Westbrook MVP looks good. But my Mavs does not look so good. But overall, you look at it and I say Toronto's a team that's trying to make a statement. They lost a game that they got taken from them in Sacramento. And I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but it was brutal. But it's again where replay, we talk about what happened to the Texans.
I didn't see this, but I heard
replay goes the other way. So the other night, they got 2.4 on the clock. They're down three. They're inbounding the ball midcourt at Sacramento. They inbound the ball and Terrence Ross scrambles, gets it, picks it up from about 35 feet and drills it. Their bench is going nuts. Everybody thinks they're going to overtime. Referees want to review it. No idea why. Cousins is on the ball on the inbound and swears he touched the ball. The replay shows his fingertip does touch the ball upon inbounds, but they're looking at the clock to see if it started or not. So they retimed it from the replay center somehow and then come back and say they disallow the basket. You want to see an angry coach, watch Dwayne Casey come flying out of that huddle on the replay on YouTube. He is livid, and they have to basically say, sorry, ball game. Mm. And then they lose to the Clippers after that. So they're going to come in with something to prove tonight because they got to get back off tonight. But the same reason, they had a 7-point lead in Cleveland against the Cavs the other night, and exactly what I told you, Nick, was what happened. It got down to an execution in the final 3 minutes. They didn't execute, and Cleveland went nuts, and Cleveland stole a game that they should have lost. So Toronto is a really good team that can't finish, and they can't execute in the half court. So it's going to be interesting to see how they come out and play and the fact that you've got offense all over the floor with Lowry and DeRozan and Harden and all the guys that the Rockets have. And it would be a really nice way to go into the Thanksgiving break for the Rockets to get a victory against one of the top two teams in the East.
Should be a fun game. I like nights like tonight before a holiday. The wife is in the kitchen cooking. Pour me a crown and diet. Sit on the couch. Watch some Rockets. Play some Mafia 3.
There's the Mafia 3.
But I'll watch the Rockets. I'm not going to not do that. But, man, nights like tonight are just like, you know, you don't have to work tomorrow. You don't have anything going on. You get up, you eat food all day. You watch some football.
It's going to be a great night.
I love this time of year. And I'm not even like, I don't get into Thanksgiving food a lot. Like, I'm not like, I can't wait.
Leftovers?
No. Some people, like, are fiending for Thanksgiving come, you know, October. Like, around Halloween, people are like, man, I cannot wait. Like, some people stop eating. Like, I'm not going to eat until Thanksgiving. And I've never been, like, a huge Thanksgiving guy, but for some reason, this year, I am looking so forward to eating all this food.
How could you not be a big Thanksgiving guy?
That's inappropriate. Like, that was a fat joke, Nick, and I don't appreciate it.
Like, I just love the turkey part of it and the leftovers. Like, when we were growing up, and again, a Midwest thing is Miracle Whip. My mom always had, she used Miracle Whip for everything.
That seems just.
And I know you guys have had this conversation on Sundays because I listen. But to be able to go to the fridge at any time and make a turkey sandwich any way you want.
That's pretty sweet.
With all that, it is amazing. Because look, our refrigerator is rarely stocked. And when it is, my wife gets all these engineered meals, which are just crap to me. But I never have like chicken or anything that I want to make salads and sandwiches. When you got a turkey, like this year, because she's not eating turkey, but I asked her, I go, you ordered the turkey, right, honey? And she goes, yeah. I go, how big? She goes, it should feed at least six. I go, perfect. Because now I got leftovers for 2 weeks, and that's awesome.
Now, the question is, do you warm the turkey up? Is it cold turkey sandwiches?
You have options.
How do you do it? What's your go-to? What do you do?
Go-to for leftovers, if it's a sandwich.
No, just like the sandwich. How do you make it?
Cold. If it's a sandwich, cold.
So you just go Miracle Whip, some bread, toasted turkey.
Got to have the toasted bread.
Okay.
Then you go the Miracle Whip, lettuce, tomatoes, lots of turkey.
Okay.
And I'm good.
Cheese?
No.
Okay. How do you do yours?
I wouldn't do it with lettuce or tomatoes.
But you do that though?
It's not my thing.
No, really leftover turkey sandwiches?
No.
Mine is, this sounds whack, but this is good to me. I'll get some of the turkey. I kind of chop it up a little bit, not too big. Have some, like, you know, just chunks. Put it on the bread. Slice of cheese. Put it in the microwave for about 20, 30 seconds. Melt that cheese. Turkey warms up. Oh!
So you're the hot turkey guy.
Yeah, I don't like the cold. Like, I don't like cold pizza.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat a cold pizza.
Cold
either.
Fried chicken, cold turkey.
Oh,
I
man.
Can't do
cold
that.
Cold turkey on a no. sandwich is great. But I will say that at night, I'll go to the dinner plate, and then I heat it up.
Yeah. A couple of things that people are chiming in. Of course, Dr. Drea 290 says he needs some of that blackaroni and cheese. I know. I can't wait. Troy Maddox said, yo, man, you made me watch Church of Fudge yesterday, and I haven't eaten since. You should not have done that. Carl says he thinks things I hate, pecan pie and the Cowboys winning. Hail to the Redskins.
He drilled me after they beat the Packers.
Dr. Dre wants his money back for the Movember donation.
No,
he said you don't like pecan pie or pumpkin pie?
I answered him and fixed it because of the fact that I just wasn't raised on those two, but I said apple pie, cherry pie, or any cheesecake because my mom was the queen of making cheesecakes. All they're right. awesome. And he gave me a pass.
Lamont said not only is blackaroni awesome, it'll lock your ass up for like a week.
So then he gave me his top three, which are fried turkey,
football,
dressing, and blackaroni after he did football as well. And then I said, so give me the bottom three of the three you don't like. And he put sweets, sweets, and sweets.
What?
Come on. There's got to be a dessert, right?
Yeah, we got
to. Everybody has to have a dessert that they'll go to.
So you've given your three. You haven't given yours yet. We'll come back. We'll get yours in mine. And then I'll tell you the story about how I caught myself on fire.
Yeah, and before we do that, I got to tell you guys about Cars for Kids because this is a phenomenal program. And since we've been doing these mentions on the air, the number of donations has gone up substantially to the point where they are having a great deal of extra success around the holidays. It's fantastic. Houston Can's Cars for Kids program is a phenomenal program where what you do and all you need to do is find out if you've got a car working or not, or a jalopy, or a motorcycle, or a boat, or a trailer, or an RV, something that you just aren't going to use and you were planning on getting rid of anyway. And you pick up the phone and you call 713-225-4226 or you get to HoustonCarsForKids.com and you let them know, hey, I got this vehicle. I don't want it anymore. Can you guys come and get it? That's all you got to do. Once you put the ball in motion and give them the opportunity, they take care of the paperwork. They come out and tow your vehicle away. They give you that tax deduction, which is huge and about... It's a wash between whether you sold it and had to go through taking out the ad and dealing with people, or you get the tax deduction instead. It works in your favor. But the best part is, now you're done with it, but you can feel good during the holidays that you gave back, because what they do with it is they then turn it around and turn it into an opportunity for a kid in the Houston area. That means if they need book money, if they need glasses to read, if they need a bus pass, if they just need a second chance and they need food so that they can have the right frame of mind so that they can get back into school and do the things they need to do to be successful, Houston Can Cars for Kids program is going to do that for the kids. It's a phenomenal deal, and you can feel good in the holidays that you've given back and done something that has meant something to the Houston community. So I urge you all, look around if you got any donations to make, 713-225-4226, HoustonCanCarsForKids.com, and right off the car, not the kid.
Your attention, please. November is Movember at ESPN 97.5. Help change the face of men's health by donating to your favorite show host Movember team. Visit Movember.com and search Gal Media to donate.
Thank you for your support.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick on the day before Thanksgiving. It's our Friday, guys. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Be able to have the long weekend and kick back, take it easy. Todd was saying down the hall, our genuinely sales guy of all sales guys and the head of the sales department was talking about the fact that the Friday after Thanksgiving may be the best day of the year. And it's kind of hard to argue. You're not working. You're not in a rush to do anything. You're kicking back. You're watching football. You got a full fridge for whatever you want, whenever you want it. It's a pretty good gig, man.
Usually
a great day.
Usually have extra beer and alcohol.
Yeah. Leftover from whatever anybody didn't get to.
Yeah. I can't complain, man.
That's the other thing in the Midwest. We always had an excess amount of alcohol because, especially in my family, it was liquid dinner before it was anywhere near Thanksgiving dinner. There was plenty consumed well before the meal even became a thought.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my fridge is already stacked with Mexican beer, so I'm...
Oh, we inevitably had at least one or two fights because of all the alcohol, sir.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A lot of old Milwaukee bravery?
No, that's when that's when you can't afford it in college. That's not when you when you actually have jobs and careers. People bring real good alcohol then.
Got like a bowl of like Quaaludes. That's how they got to be Pilwaukee.
Pilwaukee, and that would be something that you're more familiar with after a hard night of drinking.
Hey, what's your top three, Nick?
My top three, we kind of hit on most of it. I'm a big mashed potatoes guy.
Okay.
Yeah, good one.
I like turkey. I like deep fried turkey.
Yeah, it's very good.
Man, any kind of meat, any type of meat that you're willing to bring to the table.
Yeah. Sound effect for that, Nick?
Yeah. What? No, I do not.
You got a sound effect for that?
Any kind of meat?
Any kind of meat.
I just love meat. I'm all three side dishes is my thing.
Is your go-tos, your happies?
Well, yeah. I'm not a huge turkey guy. I'm like, I'll eat it. Ham, whatever. I mean, I've had brisket on... It doesn't matter. But I love the three side dishes of the combo of mashed potatoes. Usually no gravy, just lots of butter.
Really?
Yeah, lots
don't do
of
gravy
butter.
Either.
You don't do gravy
lots
either?
If you make good mashed potatoes, you don't need
gravy. Oh, man, I love gravy on the
turkey. I'll put gravy on the turkey.
Tater stuffing and turkey across the plate.
I'll put the gravy on the turkey. But I got to go mashed potatoes and gravy, broccoli, rice, and cheese, casserole, and macaroni and cheese. That's my three.
Those are good.
Yeah.
So what about your bottom three? On. Both you guys. Three you don't like.
I don't really have three that I avoid. I mean, I just avoid whatever I don't like. I mean,
right, but what would they be?
What's that?
What are traditional Thanksgiving foods, but that you're like, I'm not going
what's
near
that? What's that green, fluffy stuff with the marshmallows in it?
Anything with marshmallows and vegetables.
No, I don't mind the marshmallows.
I would definitely avoid marshmallows.
But I forget what it's called. It's called like, it's not flan, is it? But there's like this green marshmallowy. I think white people make it a lot.
It sounds awful.
My dad used to make it every holiday. It was horrible. I don't know what it's called, but I hated it so much. But I don't mind like cranberry sauce. I don't mind stuffing turkey. Like, there's nothing really I hate other than that.
Stuffing
like,
with or without the giblets.
Oh, I don't care.
I told Travis was like, wait a minute, what? And I go, oh, you know that especially old school, when they make the stuffing, they stick in the gizzard and the giblets and all the stuff. I can do without all that. I told my mom, don't make that with that stuff in it.
Yeah, I won't eat it with that either.
Yeah, and my grandma would, my mom would not. So that was the difference there.
Yeah.
But, man, I mean, the giblets and stuff, that's just nasty.
I mean, like I said, I'm not super picky on Thanksgiving.
You're going to dive into some chicken liver?
Well,
that's part of what they're throwing in the stuffing for you.
I mean, if it's in there and I don't know, then I don't care. I'll eat it.
Yeah, don't tell me.
But you can't, like, my wife tricked me into eating tongue one time.
I bet she did.
At a Mexican food restaurant, and I had no idea. And then she told me afterwards, I was so pissed. Because I was like, damn, this is so good. And then she was like, later in the car, she was like, you know that was tongue, right? I was like, what? Get out, woman. Get the hell out. Get out of the car. I was so pissed.
Did she ever tell you about Rocky Mountain oysters?
Liebeschock said ambrosia salad. Oh, that stuff is
that's what it is?
So nasty. Yeah, I gotta make sure because he might just be making stuff up to make me look stupid. But I think that's what it is. Ambrosia salad. That's it.
Give me the ingredients, please.
It's horrible. Variation of traditional fruit salad, fresh sweetened pineapple, mandarin oranges, fresh orange sections, marshmallows, and coconut.
Yeah, I mean, it all sounds good until you get to the marshmallows. I don't know where you got this leafy green stuff.
No, there's a green version of it. I don't know what it is, but it's like I don't know.
That's what it spoils.
Yeah,
You get the green version of it.
Yeah, there's not a ton of stuff I hate. So let me tell you the story about the time I caught myself on fire because Nick asked about it.
Sure.
So I used to be a smoker long time ago. Actually, I started smoking when I was 13 years old, which is horrible.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. I had one day I was driving home. And I used to smoke in traffic a lot, like driving in the truck. And I used to have a single cab Ford Ranger truck. And just driving home, doing my normal thing, got the window cracked, smoking a cigarette. And I throw the cigarette out. And when I do, like, this big puff of ashes comes back in my face. And I was like, oh, man, that was weird. That's never happened before. And so I'm driving. And then, like, all of a sudden, I smell something. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then, like, my shoulder was hot, and it starts getting really warm. And I was like, man, like at first my initial thought was, well, that's the sun. And then as soon as I think that, it starts stinging. Like I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And I start slapping. I'm just like, I'm slapping my shoulder. And then this puff of ashes goes up. And it turns out that my shirt was on fire. And this because the cigarette had landed on my shoulder and caught my dress shirt on fire. So I slapped it out. And I'm like, and I pull over because people are watching me and freaking out because then, like, I'm on fire in traffic. And I get, and I like slap it out and I'm like, okay, whew, cool. And then I get back on the freeway and I start driving. I'm like, I start smelling smoke again. I'm like, what the hell? Is my, and I look and my shirt's not still on fire. And then my crotch starts burning. I was like, ow! What is that? And I pull over again and I jump out. And when I had slapped the cigarette that was on my shoulder, I just slapped it into my crotch.
Oh, my God.
And didn't know. And now my pants were on fire. My seat was on fire.
Wow. Oh,
it was so bad.
That'll make
this is like your brother with the wasp.
Yeah. And then, and then I get home.
It's even worse.
I get home with my ex-wife. I walk in the door. She's like, what the hell? I was like, not a damn word, woman. Not a damn word.
Yeah, but she was the ass kicker.
Changed. Yeah, she's
probably
the one.
She just beat you up. Toasting the car seat.
She's the one that beat a chick up in traffic one time. Yeah, she's that's a story for another day. But yeah, that's how I caught myself on fire one time smoking.
Wow.
I wrote a story about it and put it on like a website. But yeah, that's a true story. That's
that'll get your chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That will make you quit smoking. That is for sure. I was like, you know, this anyway, it's going to kill me, but not in the way people think. No way.
Oof. All right, so 713-780-ESPN. You can give us your Thanksgiving stories, your best Thanksgiving stories, what you like to eat, what you don't like to eat. Look, just call, chime in. We want to talk sports with you as well. Texans at home against the Chargers this weekend in another big one. Yeah, I was Debbie Downer and said they'd lose the next three. They'd lost the first one. Now they got the Chargers at home, and then they go to Green Bay. So we can talk about that. We've got A&M LSU on Thanksgiving Day. That's a biggie. Something that people can watch collegiately, as well as all the NFL games that we can discuss on Thanksgiving Day and then through the weekend. But lots of games, and that's always lots of fun. And we're here to talk about it with you up until 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock, and we are breezing through Thanksgiving memories, Barry catching himself on fire, your favorite Thanksgiving foods, your not-so-favorite Thanksgiving foods, and quite frankly, the greatest day of the year is the Friday after Thanksgiving, unless you're a Black Friday person. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I don't know how many people have had success stories. I know that there are families that look forward to it. They do it as a family, like, you know, all the, especially like the grandma, the moms, the sisters. They all do the whole get up at like 2 a.m. and get it. The fact that there are lines started already at the Best Buy and they have like the concert fencing to keep those people from the general public who are interested in using and going to Best Buy today is just ridiculous.
See, I don't mind it because my brother did this. I don't mind it if it's kids, like high school kids, and they made it an event. Like my brother, he was like maybe 17, and him and his boys went out to that Best Buy out there in Sugarland and waited for the new Xbox to come out.
Yeah.
And they had games. They had people bringing hot chocolate. It was like 50 degrees outside. They had people bringing pizza. There was literally an elder lady, like a grandma wanting to get waiting in line in this freezing cold weather, and she couldn't even handle it. But she's waiting in line for an Xbox for her grandson.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
So my brother, like they have like this, my brother had his like Ford Explorer and it was like parked in the Best Buy parking lot. And it was just running the whole night. And they had like an extension cord coming from the Explorer. They're playing games literally in front of the Best Buy. And the grandma just sat in the heat.
Oh, how nice.
Car.
And everyone let her
so
let her
like
save
something
her
like
spot.
That, I don't mind. Like if it's like for younger kids, but everybody else, like these full-blown adults fighting to go through the door.
Duking it out. This haymaker.
That's $10 on a cheap-ass TV that you don't even want anyways, probably.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, and the funny thing is, too, it's like you're not going to get like 50 TVs. They put like 4. And then after that, they're all regular priced. Yeah. But, yeah, and the people fighting over it and grown women. Yeah. Grown-ass women just like running people over with carts and throwing bows.
Man, I'm telling you, if somebody pushed me.
It's good video.
At a Black Friday event, it would be on. I mean, because like, I mean, that's just, people get unruly and they're rude. People are rude.
Yeah.
And I just, no, I don't have the patience. Like, my mom will go do Black Friday and then come home and tell me stories about how her and some lady got in a yelling match. And I'm like, I don't, because my mom's not a mean person. She's not rude. She's not going to
go. Your mom was a senior Rockets.
Yeah.
Senior citizens. What do they call them?
Well, she was Rowdy Granny.
Yeah,
but that was her thing.
What was the?
She only did it once. Oh, okay. I mean, she just did it the one time. But yeah, I mean, but she's a sweet lady. Like, she's not out there, you know. If she, but then like, people are rude. Like, they'll push old ladies. Absolutely. I'm like, what are you doing to save $5 on something? That's ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, so, I thought of you this morning, by the way, because, and don't think this the wrong way. Mm. The head of Target was on CBS this morning, talking about how he really wants to reach out and you know, answer to the needs of the people. So they're open at like 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving. And then they said, so when do you close? And he goes, oh no, we're going straight through.
I, honest to God, I won't shop it. There's a list. Somebody sent me a list on Twitter of all the stores that are open and making people work on Thanksgiving. And I'm not even kidding you when I tell you that I won't shop at any of these stores between now and the end of the year.
Can I tell you what the
I'm absolutely
one
boycotting
thing that
it.
They should
I
do?
Have a huge problem with retail stores making people come in and leave their families on Thanksgiving
now,
because
some
of corporate
people
greed.
Voluntarily because say, I don't have anywhere to go or anything to do.
Well, and a lot of them, they
this
say
is corporate greed.
Well, they'll say, hey, it's time and a half. They'll say, hey, we'll pay you time
I would
and a half.
This.
And
this
a lot of people
say,
will say
there's
yes.
Two ways that it makes sense to me. Time and a half. Overtime for coming in, and then you feed them. Give them a whole spread
Doesn't matter.
The entire time they're there.
Nothing can top spending that day with your family.
Maybe they need the money.
Now that's fine, but again, I just have this feeling that there's some places that probably more people want to be home with their families that don't. There are some people that will have to work that don't have a choice because of the corporate greed and consumerism that has consumed. There's people that are talking about Black Friday all month events. Then that's not Black Friday. You're just having a big Thanksgiving month sale. Like, I don't want to, the consumerism just drives me insane.
It's sickening. And you think about how it's evolved from, like we were talking about, it used to be like a 2 a.m. thing that started, then it was midnight, and then all of a sudden it's gone all the way back to Thanksgiving Day by 5 o'clock.
I guarantee you, within the next 5 years, if there's not a backlash by the consuming public, they will start opening at midnight on Thanksgiving and have it for 2 days straight.
I don't
doubt
that's
coming, and that's deplorable to me.
That also means that you started your, and a lot of these people start their Christmas shopping like in October. And
that's fine. I mean, you can go shop and get deals all year.
Let's face it, I'm a hard person to buy for, but my stuff needs to be hip, current, and now. So if you got my gift back in September, Nick, it's already out of date. Take it back and get something else.
I do all my shopping at garage sales for Christmas, so I'm not worried about it.
There's another big Midwest thing.
Somebody said, this was early on in the show, like at 1:10, they texted in that their favorites are gumbo and seafood dressing on Thanksgiving.
See, that's geographic.
Gumbo. That's got to be.
More down south.
I guarantee you this person is from Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana. Absolutely.
I would guarantee. I would bet money. I would bet my Thanksgiving lunch.
Geographically,
that.
That's in the Gulf. That sounds absolutely right.
Somebody texted, Barry doesn't eat pie. Would he rather toss a salad? Har, har, all right.
Nick and I are just listening.
I don't mind a tossed salad every now and then.
Oh, see?
I don't mind.
All right. Sure. Oh, next.
Here we go. White bread, mayo, shred that turkey, salt and pepper, Swiss cheese. That's how you make the sandwich. Another turkey sandwich, warm turkey, dressing, and broccoli rice casserole on bread. Ooh, I've not tried that. I may have to try that. That doesn't sound bad.
Okay, actually. Now let me ask you this. Do you guys combine stuff on your plate, or do they have to be separated?
You know,
like, I literally will combine the mashed potatoes with the stuffing and then a little gravy on top, and that's awesome. I love that.
Now, like, if I'm just somewhere, like, at home, like, if I just have mashed potatoes and green beans and a steak and some other stuff, I generally don't like the food to integrate. Like, everyone gets their own spot on the plate.
You've got the silos built for each plate.
It's very separate but equal on my plate. Okay. It's very separate
but
equal.
For me, it depends on what's next to what. Like, if one one side could like really ruin the other side dish, then I really don't want them. I want them separate. You know what I mean? Like if it's like too greasy or
like I wouldn't put vegetables in with that, but like mashed potatoes and stuffing, that just that's fine. That they're interchangeable. That makes a good combo platter
right.
to me.
Yeah.
I don't mind it on Thanksgiving. If the food gets all mixed in together, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I prefer a orderly plate most days of the week.
Is it also safe to say that on Thanksgiving it's more like a it's like a gorge fest to the point where people will take their plate and make it look like a small mountain. They don't realize they can go back for seconds. Yeah. They just like in my family, it was like stack it up and then find your niche because you know seats were at a premium. So it was like get your TV stand, get yours, make sure you got a place to land softly, and then boom.
Man,
just bring
people,
mount food to you.
Yeah, but every family's got at least two or three fat asses that are going to eat up most of the good
stuff.
Believe
me, we had more than two or three.
And you better get it while you get like you always make the fat uncles go last because you know their big ass is going to take most of the good stuff. So you gotta get up front. Like it should go by age, females, and then skinny dudes, and then fat dudes. That's how it should be. The kids, the ladies. And hey, if you got a big fat aunt, she may have to go to the back too. I don't know. Like you can't, because they will hog all the food. That's a fact. That's true. Joel's being quiet.
No, I'm actually checking Twitter as we speak. El Jefe says Best Buy has said that everyone has to show up for work, and whoever doesn't, they get fired.
There you go.
That's awful.
That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's awful. Like I believe in giving an option. There's plenty of people out there that want the dough. And need the extra dough, and especially if you get overtime for it, that's even better, and they volunteer for it. But if you're forcing people to work on Thanksgiving, I think that's bad.
Yep. Like I know, tell you.
I know that I saw Target, Best Buy,
Walmart.
They're opening at like 4 or 5 o'clock, even Dick's. Dick's is open starting at like 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving. And I said our big thing was everybody ate early, like mid-afternoon, and this was before the NFL had games at night. And then when my family was completely off the chains, loaded up and drunk, the kids would all get in one car and go to the movies because the theater would open up and then it was a great time to see a movie.
Yeah.
But it's gone from movies to flat out like capitalizing on an extra day to go shopping kind of thing. And people go crazy for it. I just don't get it.
Somebody asked, what's the deal with comedians catching themselves on fire? That's not cool.
Yeah,
that wasn't a nice.
Just a bit outside.
That wasn't. Somebody said, "Well, that confirms it." Tossing salad, girly pop songs on his workout list. Barry is now formerly known as Gay Ghetto Jack Black. I have no idea what that is. Love you too, though. Whoever that was.
Lamont wanted to know what the topic this year at the dinner table that would start an argument in my family. It's pretty easy, obviously. I mean, we start with green and we go to gold, and then we realize that'll get people fired up pretty bad. The Packers suck.
Yeah.
Politics wasn't ever a big part of my household, but this year it probably would have come up. And, like, my brother-in-law would have stirred up my dad if he was still alive, and then my dad would, especially if my dad's had a few, now you got to look the hell out. Because my dad was, like, my dad was the guy that, you know, my mom and dad owned their own restaurant for, like, 16 years. My dad cooked. My mom, like, hostess and did all that other
stuff.
So, but my dad's cooking was phenomenal in the restaurant, but my dad cooking at home was drinking while he was cooking, which is why we all like everything well done.
I was going to say,
but at the same time,
that.
He's a great guy, and then he gets a couple of drinks in him, and he can become belligerent guy in like no time at all, and then it's like, look the hell out, and everybody's ducking because he's throwing barbs everybody's way, and that'll fire the entire family up.
That's awesome. Oh. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll avoid talking about Trump with my dad. He and I will have an argument over that. I'm really hungry, though, now.
Yeah, you don't have food.
There has got to be somebody listening right now that will bring me some food. I don't care. It's just somebody.
It might be tainted,
somewhere.
But, yeah.
I am starving right now. All this talk.
Well, we've got food to get for Barry.
Please.
We've got one in the books, two to go, plenty of show. So if you want to talk about the Texans or A&M or college football or all different kinds of things, we've got plenty of time. But it's only today because we're out after today for a long holiday. For all of us, and much deserved, well deserved, I might add. But if you want to get on the show, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter, or text it to 713-780-ESPN. Barry has been taking a beating on text messages today, so.
It's all right.
Yeah, let's keep that coming. And we're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.